Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Maseches Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. We begin a brand new perek, second perek of Al Masechta, perek Ha'ish Mekadesh. Says the Mishnah, Ish Mekadesh, boy ubishluchoy. A man can be Mekadesh and Isha. He can engage an Isha directly by handing her the kesef, etc. Alternatively, he can find a representative, a shliach, to do it on his behalf. Likewise, on her side, ha'isha miskadeshes ba, she can be involved directly, or she can send somebody to represent her, to accept the ring on her behalf, ba ubishluch. One more thing, ha'ish mekadeshes bite, keshehi na'ara, ba ubishluchai. We know that a father has the ability to be Mekadesh his young daughter, even when she's already a Nara, she's already 12, up until 12 and a half when she leaves his jurisdiction. So even at that late stage, even when she's already a Nara, sort of an adult, he can administer her Kedushim, and he can do it directly. Father can be involved directly, Ubishluchai, or he can send somebody to do it for him. Asks the Gemara, why the repetition? Isn't it redundant? Hashta b'shluchim mekadosh. Look, you can use a shliach to be mekadosh the isha for you. Boy me boy. Obviously, the fellow himself can do it. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? Once we know a shliach is legal, of course, if he does it directly. Amar Rav Yosef. The point of the Mishnah is to highlight that, in fact, it's mitzvah boy yosef b'shluchim. That preferably, one should engage personally in a mitzvah, such as being Mekadesh and Isha, rather than rely on a shliach. It's always better to do it personally. The extra effort, the extra involvement, gets a greater schar, a bigger mitzvah, as we find elsewhere. For instance, regarding preparing for Shabbos, Kiha, the Rav Safra, what would he do for Shabbos? He would jump into it himself, Machrich Reisha, he would singe the head of the animal, prepare it for Shabbos. He wouldn't rely on a servant or on a cook. He would do it himself. Rava Malach Shibuta. Rava would salt this Shibuta fish. So we see that when a person's Isaac himself in a mitzvah, he gets greater schar. That's the point of the Mishnah. Of course, you can do it through a shliach, but preferably you should do it yourself. So that's Rav Yosef's answer to this kash. There's another version to this solution. Baha isur nami ispa. You should know that in Kedushin, it's actually a bit different. Typically, when it comes to a regular mitzvah, it is preferred to be personally involved. But pertaining to Kedushin, it's actually unrecommended to do it by way of a shliach. The Gemara uses a very harsh term, isur nami ispa. It's actually an isur to send somebody to do it for you. It's unadvisable. You know why? A person may not be Mekadesh Isha until he personally sees her. Don't do it blindly. You know why? Shema Yireba Davar Meguna. Perhaps down the road he'll discover something that he's unhappy with. Vitiskana Olav. And she'll become disliked to him. He won't like him. Rachmana Amar va'after rachkamayicha. He'll be violating that fundamental mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. Look, she's meant to be his wife, and he dislikes her because he got something different than he expected. So that's why the Mishnah mentions boy. Be careful. Do it yourself. Do it personally. So why does the Mishnah mention shliach? Both Rashi and Tosfos ask the kasha. So Rashi says, well, technically you can use a shliach. But if he could, im yachel lekadesh ba'atzma, if he could do it himself and he chooses a shliach, that's a problem. But technically speaking, and Tosfos points out that aspect, technically speaking, it's just a din that we're trying to learn. The fact is you can technically use a shliach for kedushin, although it's not advisable. So that's the correct approach to the Mishnah. V'chi itmar Rav Yosef aseifa itmar. And according to this approach, when Rav Yosef told us that it's a greater mitzvah to do it yourself. So it's about preference. And not necessarily something in the negative, right? The second Lashon of the Gemara indicated that there's a problem doing it through a shliach, because it might end up confusing things, right? Whereas when Rabbi Yosef spoke about the preference, the milah of doing it yourself, which perhaps indicates that it's, which sounds like it's not an isser, right? If done otherwise, if done indirectly. Rabbi Yosef was going on the next part of the mission, on the Isha's side. The Isha doesn't have this concern. So the Isha can accept her Kedushin personally or by way of a Shliach. Question. Same question. The Shliach is effective. And certainly she can do it herself. Why mention both options? On this, Rav Yosef says, Om Rav Yosef, well, Kedushin is a mitzvah, and therefore mitzvah bo yesim bishlucha, better that she do it than her Shliach. Kedar of Safra, as we find regarding preparing for Shabbos, right? Rav Safra Machar Chresha, Rav Malach Shibuta. So regarding her side of the story, it's merely a preference. It's a greater mitzvah. But there's no isur factor involved. Avabha isur lespa. You know why? Because she'll settle for anything. She's not going to run the risk of tisgana, olav, etc. Kedarishlagish, damarishlagish. That's just the way women are by nature. Tav. It is preferred, it is better. Lemesav to dwell. Tan. Rashi says, tan is guf. Du is two. Two people together. Having company is the most important thing for her. Milamesav armel rather than living herself. So basically, even if she uses a shliach to accept her kedushin, and ultimately when she meets him, she discovers some surprise that she'll be okay with it, and therefore, there's no isser in her proceeding in this fashion. Bottom line, kedushin can be accomplished directly or by way of a shliach, whether it's on his side or on her side. There's a mitzvah of personal involvement, just like any other mitzvah. And on his side, there's actually an isser. Also, lekadesh es ha'isha ad she'irena. One more halacha in the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh es bita kishinara. Asks the Gemara kishinara in kishitana loy. Why does he have to wait until she's a nara? A father has the ability to mekadesh his young daughter as well. You're right. The Mishnah is simply in support of Rav. Some say Rav, preferably. The ideal time frame for Kedushin is when she's already somewhat of an adult and has that maturity to choose her mate. One is not allowed to. Technically, he could, but he shouldn't be doing it until she grows up and she chooses her husband. So one thing's for sure, shliach works. How do we know that there's a concept of shliach in the Torah? So here's the famous sugi of Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, the sugi of shlichus. Shlichus minolan, how do we know that one can accomplish something by way of a shliach? Maybe only by way of personal involvement. Who says you can have a messenger or somebody represent you? Shlichus minolan. The Sanya, we have a pasuk by divorce. It says he writes her a get. Vishilcha mi beisai. Why does it say vishil? It could have said vigirsha. He sends her away, divorces her. The word vishilach tells us malamashu ois a shliach. It's a lashon of shliach. You can do it through a shliach. Vishilcha, right? The pasuk says vishilcha. And we sort of take away the mapikei because it reads really vishilcha. He's going to send her. Shilcha means shilach oisa. But the drasha sort of puts aside the mapikei. We treat it like Vishilcha, like she sends, and that teaches her that she can appoint a shliach to accept her get. Vishilcha, malama shehi oisa shliach. One more thing, vishilach vishilcha. Why does the pasuk repeat the word twice? One in that pasuk, one in the pasuk later. Another aspect of shlichus, malama shehi shliach oisa shliach. Shliach number one can appoint shliach number two to carry out the mission. Ashkan v'gerushin. So now we have the source for shlichus by gerushin. V'kedushin m'nolan. What about kedushin, which is the subject of our Mishnah? V'chitei medelef m'gerushin. Perhaps we can derive it from gerushin. It works there, it works here. No, big difference. Ma'la gerushin, shiken yeshin v'al korcha. Gerushin has an advantage over kedushin. You can force divorce. So perhaps that's why it allows for a shliach. But who says it works by kedushin? Amar krov, we have that famous, well-known connection, that hekesh. The pasuk says, "V'yotza," she leaves his home, and then it says, "V'hoisa," she marries the next fellow. makish havaya leitzia. The Torah, by doing so, is connecting the concept of marriage to the concept of divorce, and we derive one from the other. Ma yitzia mashvi shliach, just like by divorce, a shliach is effective. Av havaya namai mashvi shliach, the same by havaya, which means taking her in, creating that new entity, marriage. So we know shluchas by gerushin, and by extension, by kedushin as well. What about by separating teruma? Velo desnan, we can use a shliach for that as well. We have a Mishnah. Haimer l'shlucha, he tells the shliach, tzreyu troim, please go and do the truma for me. We know that minat Torah, Rashi brings this, it's a pasuk, reishis degoncha, even a drop works. But the Chachamim established some set formulas. Average fellow gives a 50th, a generous fellow a 40th, and a real stingy fellow a 60th. So he tells the shliach, please go do the truma for me. It doesn't specify what formula to use. Torim kadas balabayis. So the shliach should just, you know, estimate what type of mindset the balabayis has. Generous guy, stingy guy. But if that's unknown to him, what does he do? Just do the average, which is a 50th. If it turns out that he was off, he went 10 below or 10 above. Rashi learns 10 below means a 40th. Or he went a 60th, which is actually less. So he deviated from the formula that the Balabais typically uses. We'd say it still works. Truma say truma. It works because, as Rashi says, he can always say Bahachi Amaticha. You know, I assume this is your system. Okay, so it works. Bottom line is, you can use a shliach for truma. How do we know that? V'chitema perhaps will say the Yolof Megerushin. We learn it from Gerushin. Mala Gerushin Shekein Yeshnon Chayil. Big difference. Divorce is not something which is kodesh like teruma. So who says this formula can work by this process works by teruma? Amar Ka, we have another pasuk by teruma specifically. Atem gam atem. The pasuk says, "Kein terimu gam atem." Why gam atem? The rabbi says hashliach. The word gam adds the shliach aspect. That's also valid. Nichtem rachmana betruma. Now the question is: we have teruma, we have gerushin, we have kiddushin. Why does the pasuk have to specify the concept of shlichus in all three cases? It says the Gemara, "V'nichtav rachmana b'truma, v'nei suhanach, v'nigmur minei." It's sufficient to have a source by truma, and the other words can learn from truma. No, you can't. Mishum dekel mifrach, because we can differentiate. Mal truma shekein yesh na b'machshava. You know, truma can be accomplished simply by focus, by a mental separation. You can say, okay, the truma is there, and you're good to go. You don't have to physically do it. So even machshava works. So since it has that advantage, perhaps it allows for shlichas. And therefore, we have to have the pasuk by gerushin and by extension for kedushin as well. Okay, so having that established, let's move on to kachim. We find shlichas works by karbonis as well. Vadisnan. We have a mishnah. Chabur shavat pischa. Okay, so we have a group of fellows that are joined together for a Karban Pesach, coming up soon, a couple of days. So we have a Chabura doing the Karban Pesach, V'amru le'echad, and they turn to one of the club members, Tzei u'bakish shchoyt aleinu. You know, they lost the Karban Pesach, right? Sorry, Shabur she'avad, I forgot to explain. Chabur she'avad pischa, they lost the Karban Pesach. So they appointed themselves on a certain Karban, right? They bought a Karban b'shutfus, and they lost it. It's gone. V'amru le'echad, Tzei u'bakish shchoyt aleinu. They turn to one of the and the group, and says, look, please, go find the carbon and shecht the carbon on our behalf. Now, they ran out of patience, so he wasn't coming back soon enough. They got their own carbon Pesach. Now, what happened was, he also found the carbon Pesach, and he carried out his mission. He did the shechita, and so did they. Now we're stuck. Which one is the carbon Pesach of record? Im shaloi nishchat rishon. So if he beat them to it, he shechted at 11 and they only shechted at 12, then that's their carbon Pesach, because he did it on their behalf, right? They appointed him as a shliach. Hu oichel mishaloi, v'hem oichel mishayisim imoy. So he and them all join in this carbon Pesach. So bottom line is, we see that there's a concept of a shliach by a carbon Pesach. Menolan. How do we know that? V'chiteim adiyalav mahanach. Perhaps we derive it from the other examples of shlichos, truma, etc. Well, big difference. Ma'ana halach lahanach shekein yeshnan choyle etzel kachim. All three are relatively unholy. They're relatively mundane activities relative to kachim. Kachim is on a higher plane in terms of Kedusha. So who says Shlichus works by Kachem? Answers the Gemara, we have a pasuk specific for Kachem. Navkale, Midr Rabbi Shoben Karcha, Dom Rabbi Shoben Karcha, Benayin Shal Shlichus Shalom Kemoise. How do we know that one's representative is treated like the person himself? Shenemar Vashach to Oise Kol Kahal Kap Adas Yisro Ben Arbaim. Pasuk scribes the Shchitas HaKarvan. All of Kol Yisro will be shechting their Karvan Pesach. Well, actually, only a couple of people are shechting, right? V'chi kol hakol kulon shechting. You mean to say, oh, a million people are sitting there and doing a shechita? Each carbon has a whole group for it, right? So it's just one person doing the shechita. V'ale einu shechet ele echel, only one fellow. Ele mikan shashtuch eshlam kemoise. The fact that the Torah relates the activity to everybody teaches us that when somebody does something on your behalf, it is as though you have done it yourself. And this is a pasuk by Kachem. There we go. Well, now the Gemara asks, on the flip side, so let there be a pasuk by Kachem, that Shlichus works, and automatically we know everything else, which is sort of lower level, stands lower than Kachem. V'dichtav Rachmanu b'Kachem v'neisi hanach, and the other ones will come along, v'nigru minei, learn from Kachem. The answer is, v'shem dikel l'mifrach, there is a way to differentiate between Kachem and the other activities. Malak Kachem shikain reiv ma'aseh ma'idei shliach. You realize, Kachem is typically done through a kayin, who's really a shliach. So, for the most part, the carbon activity is always performed by a shliach. That's the way the Torah set it about. That's the way the system works. So, you know, it makes sense that the shchita, which actually doesn't really need a shliach, the owner, the Yisrael, can do the shchita, but it makes sense if once we're on the shlichus mode that it applies to all the carbon activities as opposed to the other items we discussed, gerushin and truma. Who says a shliach works? Okay, says the Gemara, I consent. Chada mechada le'asya. If the Torah would have only written one, let's say, kachem, we can't learn the others. If it would learn, would say truma, you can't learn the other one. I can explain. We can't learn one from one. But let's sort of make a common denominator. Let's create a formula. Let the Torah write two. Instead of writing all three, gerush and truma and kachem, just write two. And let that serve as a basis for everything else. Through a common denominator formula. So you can't learn one from the other. Let's derive one. Once we have two as an established fact, let's derive the others from that, those two. Let's work it out. Hi, Tase. So which one do you want to learn from the other one? Let's leave out Kachem. And let Kachem learn from Gerushin and Truma. Well, Mala Hanach Shken Yechashin and Choyl, it's a Kachem. You can't. Remember, Gerushin and Truma are Choyl, are mundane activities, relatively mundane with respect to Kachem. So you can't learn Kachem from there. Next option. Lo Nicht Rechmanu B'Gerushin. V'teisi Mehanach. Leave out Gerushin and learn Gerushin from Truma B'Kachem. Well, Mala Hanach Shken Yechashin and Machshavu. Truma can be accomplished through machshava, as we learned before. Same thing with kachem. Rashi says a person commits to giving a carbon even if he doesn't verbalize it. He's chayav. So those two have an advantage over gerushin. So that doesn't work. Elo lichta rachmana betruma. Leave out truma. V'teisi mihanach. Learn from gerushin and kachem. Hachanavi, you're right, 100%. Ve'elo ga'atem gam atem lamli. So why do we need a pasuk by truma? Not for shliachos. No, you're right. For shliach, oh, we know that from the other ones. Mibaylik the Rav Yanai, it's coming to teach us a halacha that a guy cannot serve as a shliach for truma. Dom Rav Yanai, when the pasuk says you can do the truma atem, but it adds the word gam atem tells you that if you want to use a shliach, that shliach must be similar in nature to you. Ma atem b'nei bris, just like you're a yid. Av shluchachem b'nei bris, you want to use a shliach, he has to be a yid. So that's the point of the pasuk. The concept of shlichus, we know that from elsewhere. The pasuk is trying to add a new layer, a new twist to shlichus by truma. It has to be somebody who's a ben bris. Asks the Gemara, well, that's obvious. A guy is not relevant to truma. Of course, he can't be teirim truma for Yisrael. Ha lamali, why do we need a pasuk? Lamali kroma derav chia bar abar v'yecher nafka. That's learned from a different source. We had this in Gittin just recently. You know, a husband cannot issue a get through a shliach who happens to be an eved. An eved Kanani cannot receive a get on behalf of an isha. You know why? Because he's not involved. He's not relevant. He's not b'toras. Gittin v'kedushin. The concepts of gittin v'kedushin are not relevant to him. So he can't be involved in a process of gittin v'kedushin. So obviously he can't do truma either. Even if it's on behalf of the Yisrael, you can't appoint somebody who's not relevant to the concept. Well, he is, says the Gemara. Istrich. We need a pasuk to rule out the goy, because I would think he can perform truma on your behalf because he has relevance to truma. He can take truma from his own crop. It works. Perhaps I would say Evet the La Baritehu Klal. Okay, an Evet for a get, he's totally uninvolved. Avol Evet Gechavim, a get doesn't have Gittin, doesn't have Kedushin, doesn't have the concept. Avol Evet Gechavim Hoyel V'Isei B'Truma D'Nafshei, but a guy can technically be involved in Truma on his own crop. This Nami of a Mishnah. Evet Gechavim V'Akusi Shetarmut Rasim Truma. So a guy can take Truma from his own thing. And Rashi brings because the crop of a guy is Chayiv in Truma Ser Masters. So perhaps he can serve as a shliach for Yisrael's truma as well. Eimu shliach nami avid k'mashmon. That's why we need that pasuk. Kain t'rimu gam atem. Just like you're a ben bris, your shliach has to be a ben bris. A specific halacha of a truma. Asks the Gemara. Ulrab Shimon de Potter. But that's all good and well if theoretically a guy has relevance to truma. According to Rab Shimon, who says a guy's crop is totally exempt from truma, this non truma, so it gechav medamas. V'chayav no le'achemish. A person consumes a truma of a guy, right? He has to pay a fifth. And the truma, if it's mixed into chulin, it's mixed dimua, it makes a mixture, which is asura, basically, his truma has value. V'rabi Shimon says, no, poiter. There's no issues by the geisha truma. So according to him, atem gam atem alomali, why even mention gam atem? To exclude a guy from truma, of course he's excluded by default. He has no relevance to the concept. Says the Gemara, okay, I concede. The reason why the Torah had to highlight that there's a concept of shlichas by truma. Let's say the pasuk is simply telling you the basic fact. Gam ata means you can use a shliach by truma. The question was, we can learn that from the other halachas, from gerushin, from kachim. Answer is, istrich, we need a pasuk specific to truma. Saga that when perhaps I would say there's a problem using a shliach. Because we find elsewhere that truma is very personal. Hoyel v'mama, we have a halacha atem. It says, tarimu atem. V'leah reason, you can't use a sharecropper. So you have a Jewish sharecropper, he can't take truma for the farmer without permission. Atem aloi shutfin. Likewise, a partner can't do that. Atem aloi apotropos. So you have an administrator running the estate of the orphans. He can't do the truma. Atem aloi termes shein shaloi. Likewise, you can't just do truma on your friend's crop. So you see, there's a personal element in truma. Ema, perhaps I would stretch it a bit further. Atem l'shlechachem, you can't use a shlech as well. So even if I point at him, it doesn't work. It's personal. That's what I would think. Ema atem v'l'shlechachem nambi. Kamash malon, that's what we need, a special pasuk. Kein terimu gam atem. Just like shlechus works by gerushin, by kachim, by kedushin, it works by truma as well. Okay, let's continue by the Shem tomorrow. So to sum it up, one should be personally engaged in mitzvahs, especially when he's engaging in Isha, because there's an issue of asur l'adam l'kadosh es ha'isha ad she'ireno. We learned shlichus works all over Shas, by Gerushin, by Kedushin, by Truma, by Kachim. How do we know that? We have a pasuk by Gerushin, and Kedushin is connected to Gerushin. Nakash Havayi Litzio, we have a pasuk by Kachim as well. Regarding the pasuk by Truma, that's a bit of a question. According to one approach in the Gemara, it's not needed for shlichus. Rather, it's coming to rule out the goy. According to the other approach in the Gemara, it is needed to add the aspect of shlichus by Truma, lest we think it's strictly personal. All the best to you. Hatzlacha Rava, and Afreilcha Yom Tov.